This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550-701-250-580-550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text into 701-226-8503. It is brought to you by PetroServe USA. Caffeine up, any size coffee or hot chocolate, just 99 cents. I believe they have decaf too, but I've never seen the point in decaffeinated coffee. It kind of defeats the purpose. But
we call that in my house, why bother?
Or water, at least. Yeah. But, I mean, come on. No, but if that's your preference, that's fine. 99 cents, any size. Also, Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.99. Jack Link's Legend Beef Jerky, $8.99. Pizza Corner Pizza's two for $12. Nestle Pure Life Water, 24-pack, $3.99. Should have plenty of that on hand. And 12-ounce Red Bull cans, two for $4.50. PetroServe USA. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed off becoming a Yale fan, or at least trying to convert all the Yale people into UND fans. We'll see how that goes. If nothing else, we can count on one or two more Go Sue jerseys sitting in the stands at those Yale-UND hockey games. But it's take your daughter to college day, so Pat Finken is in for Scott Hennon today.
And what's thank your you. Mind? Yeah, thank you, Todd. And thank you, Scott, for giving me the chance to be here today and talk about the issues of the day. Like I said in the opening segment, is that I'm trying to break it up a little bit and talk about some things going on here in North Dakota. And, of course, one of the hot topics in North Dakota is education. In fact, there's a story in the Fargo Forum today about the debate raging over the future of higher education, but not to be left behind is, of course, the way we're looking at how we approach K-12 education, even pre-K-12 education. And leading that charge in the state of North Dakota is none other than Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kirsten Basler. Kirsten, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Pat. It's a great thing to talk about education, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, there's just there's so much debate going on, innovation and change and disruptive technologies and all those kinds of things that really are something that's been practiced for some time, and especially in K-12 education. But also there's a lot going on nationally and here even in North Dakota as we try to better prepare our children for adult life, for careers, but also to just, to have a fulfilled life. And the heart of that is education, and especially the ability to prepare people, whether it be for military, for careers, technical careers, or even higher ed. That's really been a main focus of what you've been working on since you were first elected, as I recall.
It's true, yes. You just really captured everything. We need to make sure that when our students leave our high schools, that they have that they're choice ready, and you've just kind of encapsulated all of that, what means choice. We don't want to put them in one career because, as we know, our young people are changing careers multiple times throughout their lives, changing their work direction. So we need to make sure that they have choices in front of them, whether that would be going on to a two-year college or a four-year degree or even an advanced graduate degree, or entering right into the workforce with a certification or some sort of skill set. And of course, always the opportunity. North Dakota has a lot of young people that choose to join the military, which is also a very good choice. But we want to make sure that when they leave our high schools, they have the knowledge, the skills, and the disposition to be successful in that. And our world is changing so quickly. The way that we do business just as adults, I mean, think about the way that we do transportation now. Uber, has come to Bismarck just recently, and Lyft is, was right behind it. That has just changed things. We don't do hotel bookings the way that we used to do them anymore. There's Airbnb has, does more reservations than most of the major chains all combined. So if
even looking at the evolution of the economy in North Dakota compared to even just a decade ago, we had a great emphasis on higher education and getting a degree, but now the real demands are more on the technical program side, the welders, the power plant operators, the energy field, the ag, specialists, those kinds of things. I mean, there's tremendous change going on, and our education system has to meet that.
We have to meet that, and we really have to look at things differently about where does that learning take place. I think we have to remove the mindset that it only exists, that learning only takes place in a classroom with four walls, in a 50-minute time block, learning and apprenticeships and all sorts of opportunities for projects. They really need to be part of the way that we're teaching our students, because it's the way that the world is existing right now.
Well, there's a specific reason why I asked you to be on, and I do want to talk in general. In fact, I want to talk a little bit about the state of the new standards that have been implemented by North Dakota teachers for North Dakota students, and talk a let you talk a little bit about that. But specifically, what got my attention is that you're involved in the National Math and Science Initiative, as well as the Governor's Education Initiative here in North Dakota. And what I'd like you to do is for our listeners, just talk a little bit about what that is and what those initiatives are and what it means for the students of North Dakota.
I absolutely would love to. So when I first took office, I guess 5 years ago now, we weren't doing very well in our math, science, and English areas, and we were specifically weren't having our students seize all the opportunities that students in other states were having in those areas of math, science, and English. And so I began working with the National Math Science Initiative out of Dallas, Texas, and they've been in existence for, gosh, over 20 years now and seen great gains. Specifically, what it does is it brings in professional development for our teachers, third grade through high schoolers, and it really provides them some professional development on how to teach hands-on learning in science, mathematics, and English and deep content areas. We were fortunate, we were extremely fortunate to have received a donation from Exxon XCO up to $13 million to help us train our teachers. We were 51st in the nation in the number of students that were participating in AP classes in science, math, and English, and I don't like it when North Dakota is 51st in anything. We were also, you know, very low in the number of our students that were taking AP exams and passing qualifying scores and earning college credits. So we set to work on training more of our teachers in more of our rural areas so more of our students could have access to more English, science, and mathematics AP courses. We set about a goal of increasing our AP participation rate by 30%, going from 51st in the nation and trying to move us off the notch and up the ladder a bit. Well, this last year, we blew that goal out of the water. We've increased our AP participation rate by 40%, and we have increased the number of our students that are taking AP exams and earning college credit by 53%. We were number one in the nation for growth for the last 2 years. No other state has come close to that. So,
well, congratulations on that. I mean, you know, for the longest time we've talked about in this country, not just North Dakota, but in this country, how we need more people pursuing STEM-type degrees, because that's one of the shortages nationally. That's not just the shortage here. You know, we have other things that we need to work on, but clearly that's how you get people college ready, but also clearly how you move them along the line, whether that's boys or girls, right?
Right, right, exactly. And when we talk about STEM, we're talking, you know, I think a lot of people just assume that STEM is also four-year bachelor's degrees, engineering degrees, and advanced degrees. But STEM also includes those geologists that are out in the field that are two-year associate's degrees or certificates as well. So it's very important that at high school, all of our students are having the opportunity for some rigorous access or some access to rigorous thinking about math, science, and English. So we just need to do more of this. You talked about the debate about what's going to happen with higher ed. In the last 2 years, because our students have been able to take more of these classes and take these exams, it has equated to over a $3.5 million savings in college tuition for our North Dakota students and their parents. That's significant. When they can earn those college credits in high school and be better ready for their careers, we've got to pursue more of those things. And I am very proud of that. Very grateful to Exxon XCO as well.
Well, and I appreciate you acknowledging that, because that obviously Exxon and XCO have been big players in that regard, and helping move this ball forward. But also in addition to that, you know, we talk about one of the ways that you can reduce college debt is to get kids through college in a more expedited fashion. And if they have to take remedial courses to do that, that just sets everything back, costs more money, puts more student debt in. So to be able to do what you're doing doesn't just mean that we're going to have more kids who are able to compete in a global economy. It also means that they're going to come out of here better prepared for what's next.
Exactly. So you just hit on the other. So the AP coursework is one prong of the Leveraging Senior Year initiative that I started 5 years ago. The other side of that is, what about our kids that are graduating from high school and needing to take those remedial courses in college? We had, there was somewhere between 27% for our flagship universities, and then, you know, all the way up to nearly 40% for some of our community college first-year freshman students. That's too high. They were taking classes. Their parents were paying $900 a course for these classes that earned them zero credit on their transcript. We needed to reduce that. So in 2015, I worked with the legislature to secure some dollars to help our students take that same class that they would need to pay for on college campuses, to have those offered on our high school campuses. Worked to get an agreement with the university system signed, the Board of Higher Education, saying that if they took them on my high school campuses, they would not need to take them on their college campuses. So we've delivered that through both on-site teaching for our larger school districts, but also through our Center for Distance Ed, our virtual high school, our state's virtual high school. So any student in North Dakota in any zip code, if there's indication that they're going to need to go to take a remedial course in North Dakota University system, they can take that same class in high school at no cost to them or their parents. So we've got to do more of that. We've been able to reduce the remediation rate.
Kirsten, I'm going to have to interrupt you for a second. We've got to go to break. Our guest has been Kirsten Basler from the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, and we'll be back with your questions for Kirsten and more about K-12 education in North Dakota after the break.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services since 1908.
not only in Bismarck these days, but across the region, North and South Dakota, whichever one was first, Minnesota and Montana, furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas grill piping, and commercial services. They can design and build new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, HATandSons.com, or call 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, H.A. Thompson Sons. Financing available and free estimates in Tioga, a place to grow since 1901. Merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to sell your family, raise your kids, because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-age children. More at TiogaND.net. 21 after the hour, in for Scott Hennett on What's on Your Mind, Pat Fink.
And if you want to be part of the conversation, you can join us at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Our guest this hour is...
That's too many fives.
Yeah, a lot of fives.
0550.
0550. What did I? I'd never.
Five, five,
we're, five, yeah, we're going to go right to Kirsten.
They know it.
They know the number. Welcome to the show, Kirsten Basler, the Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of North Dakota. Kirsten, I appreciate you coming in. I do want to talk a little bit also what's going on here. You've been involved in, of course, with your senior year initiative, but also, of course, with the National Math and Science Initiative. But you're in part of this Governor's Innovation and Education Initiative as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to accomplish in that.
Yeah, so as everyone knows, I came from the school system. I was, spent 24 years with Bismarck Public School System, 10 years helping to work on policy work and mandans. So bringing to that, with that to me, the superintendent's office, I knew we needed to do things differently, that we needed, as we talked about at the earlier segment, the kids are learning different, the world is changing, we've got to have our school models look differently. So about 2014, I started looking at policies that we could probably propose that would help our schools do what they needed to do and adjust accordingly to the way that our students were learning and the things the world demands. And so we were able to put together Senate Bill 2186 over the last interim period and get that passed in the 2017 session. Absolute bipartisan support across the board, both in the House and Senate. And we passed Senate Bill 2186 that picked up the nickname the Innovative Education Bill. And what that bill does is it essentially allows any school district in our state to have the same autonomy, that earned autonomy that charter schools have, that same flexibility, that innovative spirit, and they can put a request into the state superintendent, who is me now, to waive century code that is standing in the way and barriers. So, again, we're going to be able to replicate the good things that charter schools are doing across the nation with the same correct oversight of public taxpayer dollars that our public schools have. So when that bill passed early this spring, we were very, very fortunate to have Governor Burgum take interest in it and say, you know what, now that we have the policy in place to spur this innovation, let's put together a task force, a group of people, think tank type of people that are doing some of these creative things, and that's really moved the needle leveraging this policy that was passed in the legislature this past session. And so he's created a North Dakota Innovative Education Task Force to really come up with ideas, help our school districts take that next step on leveraging Senate Bill 2186 and making sure that our students have what they need in a design model that works for them. Personalized learning truly is what it kind of all boils down to, making sure we're meeting kids where they're at in their interest areas.
Kirsten, we've got a caller on line one. Let's take a comment from Mike quick, and then we'll get into some of the other topics that we need to cover before we let you go today. Mike, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for the superintendent?
Well, actually, I guess it's a question. It's involved with a statement. Here's what we have: a software company, okay? Logic would tell you, well, you want a bunch of computer engineers that make software. Well, reality is, you get those guys and you don't need as many of them as you need account managers and customer support people. So I guess my question is, are we making provisions for those kind of jobs? And I would endorse the idea that, boy, do we ever need them. That's what you need more than computer software creators.
You know, I think you bring up a very good point. When I talk about the knowledge, the skills, and the disposition, when I say disposition, I think you hit on something. Our students need to be creative. They need to be able to communicate with each other and their peers and their bosses and employers. They need to collaborate with each other. And so I think we call those the four C's that are very important. And so in all of our occupations, we really need to make sure that our kids are being able to collaborate, that our students are going to be able to collaborate and make sure that they have the knowledge and the skills to be accountants, to be those sales representatives. So we're all being able to be raise the bar, all boats float. So you make a very good point. We can't get too caught up in just STEM work, but I think the overall idea of communication, collaboration, creativity, those are very important skills.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate your comment and your question. Kirsten, one of the things, and caller makes an excellent point, which is, you know, I know that the four C's are something that you guys are working on as well. But I do want to, before we run out of time today, I want to talk a little bit about the last session. There was an effort that you were involved in and led in many respects to come up with North Dakota standards for North Dakota students, and also then to create testing that could give us metrics to measure our success in achieving those standards. I think the listeners would be very interested to hear where we're standing in that process and where we're going.
Absolutely. So we had a set of standards that were adopted in 2007 that were based on the Common Core. I'm talking the math and English standards right now. And we used those standards in our schools for 6 years, but it became very apparent that it was time to update our standards again. Our teachers, our parents, our students liked some things about the standards, and they didn't like some things about the standards. So it was time for us to take control again in North Dakota. So we brought together over 70 North Dakota math and English teachers, and I would be very surprised if there was a region in North Dakota that didn't have one of their very own elementary, middle school, or high school math or English teacher on that committee. And they spent a great deal of time. They spent almost 14 months writing our new standards in math and English. They kept some, they removed some, but the point is that it was complete control of our North Dakota teachers. And so we adopted those in April of 2017, and this school year, the new math and English standards are being taught in our schools across the state. They are North Dakota standards written completely under the total control of our North Dakota teachers with no outside influence whatsoever. So what we have to do now that we have new standards, we needed to choose a new test. We had previously belonged to the Smarter Balance Consortium for our test, and I signed us out of that consortium this time last year. So October of 2016, I signed us out of that. We needed a new test with North Dakota questions aligned to North Dakota standards. And so I just recently announced that we are awarding that new testing contract to AIR. And in the contract, it says that we will allow no Smarter Balance questions, test items, or any other consortium. There's another PARC consortium that's out there. No test questions or test items from PARC or Smarter Balance will be allowed in our new test, and we will be giving that test to our students this school year. April of 2018 is when we'll be delivering that. So,
Kirsten, thank you very much. I'm going to have to cut you off here. We're running out of time, but we hit all the topics, and so we did good. Our guest has been Kirsten Basler with the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction, and I want to say thanks for letting us come visit. Scott's next with our next guest. Have a great day.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Need more great employees? You need more veterans on your workforce. The second annual Veterans Employer Summit is the place for you. Monday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Minot State University, Minot. We'll be broadcasting live from this event. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is the keynote speaker, and you'll hear from industry experts about opportunities for industry and regional collaborations to tap into the talent of veterans, share resources, tools, and practices, provide input to expand employer academic partnering networks, and further develop veteran employees as competitive assets and build organizational capabilities. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fortis Energy, home of the Fortis for Vets program, an in-house initiative designed to help veterans and reservists. Lace Energy, thanking all vets home and abroad. Lace Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. And by Cognizant, a Fortune 500 company. Veterans are helping Cognizant create a new tomorrow. See you Monday at Minot State University. Join us, free of charge, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Pat's thinking in for me today, but I could not go off the airwaves this week without telling you about a very special event happening in Fargo and in Bismarck next week for the First Choice Clinic. So we're going to tell you about that in just a minute. Stay tuned, and a very special guest on What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They are the energy of North Dakota. What else is the energy of North Dakota? There's so much of it out there. The jobs, good-paying jobs, a lot of them, blue-collar, white-collar, jobs for sledgehammers and programmers and, you know, the bustling main streets that come from them, or savings and career that keep the next generation reaching high and putting down roots. And with all the technologies and the innovations that are producing North Dakota oil and natural gas, all that is now possible for not only North Dakota, for the entire nation. Making it happen with the energy of North Dakota. One of our fine sponsors, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, on What's on Your Mind. Let me welcome to the program a pro-life advocate, a speaker, a writer, a singer, God's girl living the impossible, she calls herself on her website, which is great, GiannaJessen.com. Gianna, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to What's on Your Mind, and so glad you're coming to North Dakota next week. How are you?
I am well, and after hearing that spot for the petroleum, it makes me want to just move right to North Dakota.
Well, I'll tell you what, we need people. We have great communities and great companies to work for, and there's a lot going on in agriculture and energy production and so many things, so we'll take you.
I've heard that.
Yeah. And, you know, anyway, we're also a good pro-life state. I don't think this is a tough decision for many people. There's maybe, a typical viewpoint of it in the Red River Valley to a certain extent, but for the most part, you take the whole state, it is a very strong pro-life state, so we are welcoming someone that is such a warrior on this issue because of your powerful story. And I want to spend a little time today talking about the abortion culture. You powerfully represent that. You've lived that. Tell us your story, and tell us the story you'll talk about in Devil's Lake and Fargo and in Bismarck at these events you're a part of.
Well, I have cerebral palsy, mild cerebral palsy, and I am adopted. And the reason I have cerebral palsy is because my biological parents were 17, and my biological mother went to Planned Parenthood, who then advised her to go have a late-term saline abortion. that burns the baby inside and out is to blind and suffocate the child, and then the baby is to be born dead within 24 hours. But instead of being born dead, I was actually born alive after 18 hours of this in an abortion clinic, not a hospital. So it says on my medical records, which you can see on my website, born during saline abortion, April the 6th, 1977, 2.5 pounds, 29.5 weeks, which is so miraculous and all due to the power of Jesus Christ. And I am so grateful to be alive. But I'm also aware that there are women listening to this right now and men that have been involved with abortion, and they may be driving down the road and pulling off to the side of the road, freaking out because they may have abortion in their history. And I just want to say peace to them. I know that it will be so painful to hear, but I also know that there's nothing that Jesus cannot forgive. So I'm not saying any of this in shame or condemnation, and I just want them to hear how loved they are by Jesus. And that's important to say when you're saying something like I'm saying.
You call a cerebral palsy a gift. Explain that.
The reason I have is because so many people don't want to talk about Jesus, or if they do, it's just kind of who I call the cocktail party Jesus, the one that has no power, that keeps the neighbors happy, that's cool with everything. But they don't really want to talk about Jesus. They'll talk about God, they'll talk about everything else, but not him. And when you're living in front of people, or lately I've had extreme balance issues and I've needed to ask for an arm from someone to just help me get from A to B. And when you need them, and when you're happy in that condition, people want to know why. And suddenly they're not freaked out to hear about the Jesus that has enabled you to walk. And so my whole purpose of my whole life is Jesus. And I can't be ashamed of him because I would be dead without him, literally. So I just think it's awesome to be able to be limping in front of everyone and being able to preach along the way in a really kind and gentle manner. And I also think that a lot of times within any movement, you can begin to serve the movement instead of serving Jesus. And usually when that happens, you become just as angry and bitter as your enemies. And so I don't want to do that either.
You have a powerful story, an incredible story, really, which allows you to be a powerful messenger. If you had a magic wand to say, my message is going to be received, heard, and something will come out of it, what would it be? What is the low-hanging fruit that tackles this plague? I really believe it is our Holocaust in America that is happening with 55 million children snuffed out since Roe versus Wade. How do we end this? Where is your message most finding fruitful ground where we can do something about it?
This every single child that is spared from abortion is not just stop. It's not just stopping with that child. Think of usually how many children come from one person. So the woman 700 years from now is grateful for the work of the Pregnancy Resource Center in North Dakota saving that baby because she wouldn't be alive. Or the kid in the boat fishing with his dad at 5 years old, 400 years from now, is alive because of the work we're doing today. So it's generations being saved with each life. And it just is astounding to me when you think about that, how beautiful that is. But I believe at the root of all of this, it's a spiritual battle. It is absolutely a spiritual battle. You cannot just sort of talk people in to doing the right thing when they are intent on ending the life of a child. It is a spiritual battle. And so I go in and I just start there because that is the way that lives are saved and people's lives are restored on a multitude of levels. And one thing I like about about my situation is that I'm not just solely focused on my birth. There are many things that I talk about because I'm dealing with trying to walk. I'm dealing with lots of different things. And so I like to see the whole of people's lives restored through Christ and their children. And, yeah.
Well, that's a great message. Where do you think it is moving the needle? What gives you hope every day saying, hey, we're winning more than we're losing on this effort to protect innocent life?
One person at a time. And I just focus on one situation at a time. And I do believe, as a nation, we are now more pro-life than ever before, which is fantastic because you have all these young people seeing the ramifications of abortion and living them, and that makes a huge difference. And the work that the Pregnancy Resource Center are doing is fabulous, and the mobile units that they're parking nearby, abortion clinics and saving all those kids coming to get their ultrasounds at the mobile clinic. It's just amazing, all the stuff that's happening. So I tend to focus on life, and I focus on the great things that are happening. I listen to, you know, the negative things as well, but I don't live there. I get the facts, and I move along because in Jesus, as I was once told, there's always something higher than the facts. I'm very optimistic. I believe that Roe v. Wade will be overturned under President Trump, and I'm very excited about that.
Your goal is to live the impossible, since nothing is impossible for God. Which is a great reminder that, you know, we limit ourselves so often. You know, we put our own ceiling on where we can go and what we can do and what we can accomplish, and you're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're continuing to just, and again, this is a voice that was never intended to speak, but it's speaking and singing and doing so much more, so it's really neat. And I can't say enough about what the good work the First Choice Clinic does in this regard. They've expanded this mission all across North Dakota. They are in Devil's Lake, they are in Bismarck, they are in Fargo as well. And the Every Life is a Gift banquet is 7 and 9 p.m. November 9th at the Devil's Lake Knights of Columbus Hall. Then there are Fargo events, as I mentioned earlier, that will be Monday and Tuesday. The Fargo event, 6:30 to 8:30 Monday at the Hilton Garden Inn. Bismarck on the Tuesday the 7th next week at the Ramcota Hotel. Folks, you can go to, I'll give you a phone number here in Bismarck, 701-751-4575, if you want to attend this wonderful event they're doing, that you'll hear Gianna at, or in Bismarck at, Bismarck is 701-751-4575. Fargo is 701-237-5902, or find out more at firstchoiceclinic.com, firstchoiceclinic.com. Gianna, anything else you want to tell us before you come to the great state of North Dakota and share this important message?
Oh, just that everyone listening is so loved by God and not forgotten. I think a lot of people, even Christians, feel like they are forgotten, and they're not.
And you can never hear that message enough, honestly. You can never hear it enough. You really can't. And the ambassador you are for life, to have, you know, your story ultimately start with being part of the abortion culture and then be able to be used, there's no accidents there. No accidents there. Her doctor says she'd never lift her head. But by age three, she's walking and now grown into a woman that has run marathons, for crying out loud. It's phenomenal. Testified before Congress. It's met presidents. It's just amazing. And we'll hear that story next week for the First Choice Clinic. Thanks, Gianna. I really appreciate the time today.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Gianna Jessen on What's on Your Mind.
And thank you, Scotty, for that that interview, and obviously a compelling story in that regard. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen, and we're going to be taking a break here in a minute, but just a couple updates for you. Number one, unfortunately, Kirsten Baszler was not able to stay for this, but a text from one of the callers: most of our cultural problems today stem from a breakdown in teaching of factual history and science. I think that's true around the country, not so much here, but it is always important for parents to pay attention to what's going on in their school. Hey, we'll be back with What's on Your Mind after the break.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering from pain with osteoarthritis of the knee, that's me, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, stop and listen. There are must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain along with cutting edge information that could really help change the way you live. You just have to go out of the country to get this kind of stuff done. Seminars coming up in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. You're not too far away from a seminar on regenerative medicine. You need to attend one of these. Call 1-888-973-1560.
to sign up. You can get more info at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560. Start living life once again. I'm Scott Mitchell, and Scott Henton is off living life, or at least his daughter's life, living vicariously through his daughter, perhaps. But Pat Finken is here, so never fear.
Thank you, Todd, and thank you, Scott, for the opportunity to sit in. You know, this show always goes so quickly, and here we are in the final segment, just a few minutes left together, and I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been part of the show today, and a special thank you to our guests this last 2 hours, Superintendent Kirsten Basler on the update on where North Dakota education is going, especially in the K-12 range, and for Randy with a great message and a timely message for farmers as they get ready to deal with the harvest of 2017. So I want to thank those guys for being in here. The number to call if you've got a final parting comment today is 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. I want to expand on the last thought we had at the end of the last segment. I shared with you a text that came in about the texter said, most of our cultural problems today stems from a breakdown in teaching factual history and science or teaching a political version. What's being done to fix this? Well, that's one of the reasons why you have North Dakota standards written by North Dakota teachers, so that our culture, our values, you know, really are infused into that. And I don't think we have that to the degree that you see. I mean, you know, Texas is actually writing their own textbooks because of what you see coming out of the East and West Coast, places like California and New York. But I don't think we have as much here, but that doesn't mean as parents we shouldn't always be on guard and be paying attention to that. That being said, the vast majority, in fact, the overwhelming majority of teachers in this part of the world are hardworking, smart, and reflect the culture and the values that we have here in North Dakota. And we should be very proud because it isn't just a job for those folks. And I have to have a disclaimer in here because my daughter is a teacher. My mother was a teacher. My grandmother was a teacher. I have to tell you that the vast majority of these people work hard, they care, and they're not doing it because it's a job and a paycheck. They're doing it because it's a love of their life. And so I think we have to recognize and honor the teachers in that profession, especially here in this part of the world. Moving on to other topics, though, I did want to let you know that Bo Bergdahl, of course you know him, he was the person who deserted his post and then was captured by the Taliban in Afghanistan. I think spent something like 5 years in an Afghanistan prison, in a Taliban prison, for walking away from his post. The verdict came down today. He was dishonorably discharged and reduced to the rank of private, but got no jail time for abandoning his post in Afghanistan in 2009. So, Bo Bergdahl, convicted. Dishonorably discharged and busted to the rank of private. Of course, you know, also when you're dishonorably discharged, I don't believe you get any kind of benefits that the normal retiree in the military would get, but also no jail time. And I'm wondering what you're thinking of that. You know, at first, my first reaction personally was that that's wrong, right? He put his fellow soldiers in harm's way because they went out and looked for him. They rescued, you know, tried to rescue him from this. There were actually soldiers who were, as I understand, killed in that process and injured in that process. So is that appropriate? But as you think about it, part of his punishment is also the fact that he got the privilege of spending all those years in a Taliban cell. So maybe it's okay. Most important message here is what he did was wrong and busted by the military for that. But again, I guess that'll play out in the coming months and years as people comment and analyze this outcome. But my first reaction was clearly that was wrong and that he should have gotten jail time for that as well. But also, I think he's paid a pretty heavy price when you consider, I can only imagine what that must be like, to have been in a tortured and in a Taliban prison for all those years. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the coming while. Obviously, also the thing to watch, and I started the show talking about this, Todd, and we'll close the show because we're almost out of time here, is that the big Dakota Marker survey or trophy is up this weekend. It's the Jackrabbits versus the Bison. You gotta love them Bison football players. They are a happening thing, undefeated this year. And a great opportunity for us to watch some great Bison football and cheer our NDSU Bison on. So even those of us that didn't go to NDSU have got the fever now. Of course, I had the privilege of paying for one of my kids to go there. So it's not like I don't have some emotional investment in them beyond just the football team. So anyway, that's the big game coming up this weekend. Of course, the weather is supposed to hold the way it is that, at least for the next few days, as I understand, we've got a chance of snow. So whether we like it or not, guess what, folks? Weather is here.
Trying to tell yourself and convince yourself this.
Well, this process, it is what it is. One of my favorite sayings, it is what it is. Hey, folks, thank you very much for your time today. Look forward to the next time I get to fill in for Scotty. Have a great day and God bless.
1-855-200-1776, option one. Over the weekend, if something hits you, let us know. 1-855-200-1776, option one. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need more great employees? You need more veterans on your workforce. The second annual Veterans Employer Summit is the place for you. Monday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Minot State University, Minot. We'll be broadcasting live from this event. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is the keynote speaker, and you'll hear from industry experts about opportunities for industry and regional collaborations to tap into the talent of veterans, share resources, tools, and practices, provide input to expand employer academic partnering networks, and further develop veteran employees as competitive assets and build organizational capabilities. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fortis Energy, home of the Fortis for Vets program, an in-house initiative designed to help veterans and reservists. Blaze Energy, thanking all vets, home and abroad. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. And by Cognizant, a Fortune 500 company. Veterans are helping Cognizant create a new tomorrow. See you Monday at Minot State University. Join us, free of charge, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.